T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is the feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
East Rochester police are searching for a missing 27-year-old man, and they're asking for the community's help. Officers say Kenneth Patain was last seen on Monday around 10:30 p.m. That's around the time he borrowed a friend's car in East Rochester to go to the Fairport area. He was reported missing the next day, Tuesday, at 6 p.m. after the car was never returned and nobody was able to get in touch with him since midnight on Monday. Tuesday morning, midnight. Officers say Patain also frequents the area of Bay and Goodman Streets in Rochester, even though he was head of Fairport, last people knew. Anybody with information on Patain's whereabouts are asked to call 911 or the East Rochester Police Department. He is 6'1", weighs approximately 200 pounds, has black hair and a beard with green eyes. He also has a tattoo on the side of his right hand that says never and forget on his left hand. So tattoo on his hands, never forget. And he was driving a gray four-door 2012 Toyota Camry with the New York license plate EUP9328. Again, 27-year-old Kenneth Patain missing, and East Rochester police are asking for the community's help in trying to find him.
This is the feed with Team PXY. Judge tossed out one of 6 criminal counts against Harvey Weinstein yesterday after prosecution disclosed that one of the accusers' encounters with him may have been consensual. So the charge in question originally stemmed from allegations made by aspiring actress. Is it Lucia Evans?
I don't know. Lucia?
This was to the New Yorker last October when she claimed Weinstein forced her to perform oral sex on him back in 2004 during a meeting.
Ugh.
ABC News reports that prosecutors disclosed in sealed September 12th letters to the defense that they disclosed a previous written account from Evans that suggests the encounter was consensual. Meanwhile, Weinstein's attorney, Benjamin Brafman, said prosecutors discovered Evans' written account about her encounter with Weinstein from a fact checker with the New Yorker and said he would subpoena the magazine.
Wow.
Outside court, Evans' attorney had this to say.
The DA threw away Lucia's claims, but this says nothing about Weinstein's innocence, nor does it reflect on Lucia's consistent allegation that she was sexually assaulted with force by Harvey Weinstein. It only speaks volumes about the Manhattan DA's office and its mishandling of my client's case.
Ugh. Just gross.
Certainly a lot of people not happy about that.
No, definitely not. This is another thing people are not happy about. Usually the worst thing kids bring home from daycare is germs, but this 4-year-old girl in the Bronx brought home something much more shocking and sinister. Capsules filled with crack cocaine.
What?
The girl told her mother a classmate gave her the vials saying they were teeth. And it doesn't end there. The toddler's mother noticed that her daughter was acting hyper. And then the toddler told her mom that she had tasted one of the quote-unquote teeth the urging of her friend. She was rushed to the hospital where she later tested positive for crack cocaine. Our mother told local news outlets the family kept asking the little girl why she was so hyper. She said the girl couldn't stop, quote, bouncing off the walls and couldn't stop talking. The toddler has recovered from the incident, but has not returned to the daycare, obviously.
Obviously.
So far, the owners of the daycare have not been charged and police are still investigating. I mean, I guess if a classmate was the one that brought the vials of the crack into the daycare, it's not the daycare center's fault necessarily.
Things happen, but still, you want to send your kid back to the place they brought crack from?
Yeah, it still kind of
speaks to the establishment, you would imagine. Speaking of people who can't stop talking, yesterday Kanye West had his one-on-one with Donald Trump during a lunch at the White House.
I don't answer questions in simple sound bites. You are tasting a fine wine. It has multiple notes to it. You better play 4D chess with me like the Minority Report, because it ain't that simple. It's complex.
And what USA Today describes as a 10-minute soliloquy, some of the things that Kanye West covered, Trump being on what Kanye called a, quote, hero's journey, how Kanye felt SNL and liberals needed to understand that Trump looking good means that we all look good, saying that this is our president, he has to be the freshest, the flyest planes, the best factories.
Oh my goodness.
Kanye couldn't also discuss how he couldn't get on board with Hillary Clinton's I'm With Her campaign.
You know, I love Hillary, I love everyone, right? But the campaign, I'm With Her, just didn't make me feel as a guy that didn't get to see my dad all the time, like a guy that could play catch with his son.
What?
He also added his bipolar disorder was, quote, misdiagnosed, and he was just sleep deprived.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah,
you know,
it's funny. A lot there.
In the beginning, you play the clip where they're laughing. And,
well,
and you
I
just
mean,
have to
yeah.
wonder if they're laughing with him. Or at him, because he's just typical Kanye.
Or
you know?
Are they laughing at the situation?
Yeah, it's very bizarre.
I mean, it's like out of an SNL bit.
It is.
Kanye West in the White House.
Well, can't wait to see.
Rambling for 10 minutes straight.
His usual bit where he just goes up and goes rogue. I mean, that's what he does. That is what he's known for now.
He doesn't have a filter.
Going rogue.
He doesn't have a filter. He just thinks things and they come out. And, and partially that's what makes him a great rapper, is he's able to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, when it comes to freestyle, I mean, it makes sense. Like, when it comes to freestyle, that's like what you have to do, right?
Yeah, right.
But, you know, he does that while just generally in public and speaking.
I think the worst thing he did was, you know, especially in light of, was it Wednesday, being, you know, World Mental Health Day, the worst thing he did is say that his diagnosis was not accurate, you know, because that kind of, then it's like, you know, here he is, he could be somebody who had a huge platform, right, not only for bipolar disorder, but for mental health in general, and for him to go in and have a platform like that at the Oval Office and say that, I don't have any mental health issues, I'm just sleep deprived.
I mean, again, you brought it up in the feed last hour, Whitney. What was supposed to be described when they got together? It was supposed to be,
Prison reform.
Workforce training, African-American unemployment, potential future clemencies, and crime in Chicago. Did they get to any of that stuff? Or was
probably
he just
not
talking about planes and factories and
probably
God knows
not
what?
Yeah, he just goes on and on. You know what it is? It's like performance art, but I don't think he's performing, or he can't separate performance from reality anymore.
Yeah,
that's what it seems like.
Again, is there a health disorder in effect here? Probably something.
Yeah, yeah.
I also think a huge factor of it is that he's just really bored. I honestly believe that. He's just really, really bored. And he's at that level where he can get an invite to the White House and he can go on SNL and just rant. And he just doesn't care about the ramifications.
Yeah. He's going to get an invite to the White House because, you know, that could help. I mean, you know, Trump would allow that because it could make Trump look better, or it could get him a different. He's hitting a different demographic, possibly.
And it, you know, it's a thumb in the eye to the left side,
if you will.
Where again, typically people that are entertainers are a little more liberal. So certainly, I mean, again, I'm not surprised. I guess none of this should be shocking.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.